Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast, episode 30, is only available on Patreon. That's right. The months of the year that have five Thursdays in them, I usually take a hiatus week and only give you four episodes. But this week, I'm not taking a hiatus, but the public has only received four episodes this month, or will only receive four episodes this month, but Patreon subscribers will get five episode. So the episode that you are not hearing today is called Q&A with JK. I had Patreon subscribers put in the comments section of Patreon anything they wanted me to talk about. If they want advice on something, if they want information on something, if they want me to talk about a certain topic, then they let me know and I answer. So this week's episode is subscriber only. And it is almost 2 hours long. There are no ads. And if you join Patreon, you can still listen to Patreon on your favorite podcast app. You don't have to sit there listening on the webpage. Patreon also has an app of its own. You can sign up for as little as $3.99 a month. You can get a 7-day free trial if you want. And if you sign up for a year, you will get 15% off. So many ways to join, many ways to hear this. If you want to try to get it for free or if you want to get it at a discount, I'm making that available to you. So go ahead, enjoy, click the link in the show notes or type in Patreon, patreon.com/Jen Kirkman. And again, to get today's episode, episode 30, Q&A with JK part one, you need only sign up at the $3.99 level a month and up. And just once again, a reminder, I have stopped doing my And Just Like That recaps to honor the SAG-AFTRA strike because it technically falls under the category of promoting because there are new episodes coming out every week of the show and me dedicating an entire hour-long podcast to the And Just Like That show is, in a way, promoting a company that I am striking against, and actors and members of SAG-AFTRA, of which I am one, have been asked not to promote their projects right now. I'm certainly not going to promote another project, although, of course, we all want everyone to keep watching TV. I personally don't think people should cancel subscriptions. Any TV show that's on, the writers, the actors, people worked really hard on it, and that's what's just so sucky about a strike is that part of the deal is you don't promote your work or promote anything for these, as they call, struck networks. And it bites the artist on strike in the ass as well as the studios. And so that's what sucks about a strike is you can't do your job and you don't get paid. So that's what's going on. If you want to support your fellow writers and actors or people that you love on strike, just talk about it on your social media. And you can also go to my website, jenkirkman.com. On the homepage, there are ways that you can get involved. And most of them are free. All of them are free, except there's something called the Entertainment Community Fund, which you can donate to. I personally am not partaking in that. I am okay. But it does help people who need it the most, who are affected by the strike, who work in the entertainment industry, but also on my website, you can download, You can go to places that you can download memes and pictures and charts and graphs that help explain to people what exactly we're fighting for, what we're up against. And it just helps you get a better sense of what this strike is all about and hopefully to persuade you that you gotta be on the worker side in this huge moment in labor movement history, because we are being completely tortured by these millionaire and billionaire CEOs and studios and networks that are crying poverty, but have plenty of money to meet our demands. The demands wouldn't even make us rich. They would just make us able to not have to work other jobs while doing writing, acting, and other things. While we are still, we would still be able to make these CEOs and these companies rich with the work that we do. So the strike is really nonsensical, not from our end, but from the reasons that we have to strike makes total sense. The fact that it's happening to us is what's nonsensical. I've never seen in my life people just refusing to negotiate at all. So, and that was the other end. So they could end this any day they wanted. Just because we're on strike does not mean we can't negotiate. You can be on strike and negotiate at the same time. So don't get that twisted. It would involve them coming back to the table first. They know that we're ready to talk. They won't do it. So evil, evil, evil. And until next week, have fun.